From the KGOU studios in Norman, I'm Brian Herdzinski. As you've no doubt been hearing throughout the morning, President Obama has declared a major disaster in Oklahoma as the state recovers from a massive tornado that ripped through the Oklahoma City suburb of Moore yesterday, killing dozens and flattening entire neighborhoods. The Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office says the official death toll from the massive tornado remains at 51, but it's expected to rise. Spokeswoman Amy Elliott says officials could see dozens more deaths from yesterday's twister. At least 20 of those confirmed dead are children. As KGOU's Kurt Gortney reports from Moore, searchers, utility crews, and people cleaning up will continue their duties the day after the tornado.
A tow truck's cable stretches across a field of debris at a convenience store where at least three people died as police encourage onlookers to move back.
Back toward the street!
The smell of gasoline is the only indication that this was once a 7-Eleven store. Beyond the crushed gas pumps is a neighborhood leveled by the storm that took a track similar to the May 1999 tornado.
My dog and I got underneath the stairwell. It was a two-story house. And we got under the stairs, and I put a blanket and pillows in there and held on for dear life.
And your brother said he was talking with you during this time.
Yes.
What did y'all talk about?
For me to take cover, to get out of here, and I told him it was too late and that I could hear the tornado, and the lights in the house started flickering, and I started hearing the house coming apart, and I lost connection with him.
And yesterday's storm did just that. Smith found herself buried beneath the rubble from her formerly two-story home. She kicked her way out of a small space beneath the stairwell with her dog after the tornado passed, only to hear the screams of trapped neighbors. By yesterday evening, Smith and members of her family were plucking bits and pieces of her life from the five-foot-high pile of brick, splintered lumber, and soggy insulation where she once lived. Randy Lee and his son used bicycles to quickly move through the jammed streets as they helped search for victims of the tornado.
West side of the creek over here that goes through the park is just full of trash and beds and furniture and everything. So we're going to go back in there and search. Most of the houses over here, they got people on those that they're pretty much found everybody. We did one search over there, and she turned up somewhere else.
Other volunteers could be quickly identified by the tough work gloves in their pockets. But for some, words fail to express the depth of devastation. While rescuers continued the search overnight, the death toll is expected to rise. For KGOU, I'm Kurt Gortney in Moore.
As that tornado barreled through Moore, a hospital and two elementary schools took direct hits. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports from the Plaza Towers Elementary School, crews worked overnight sifting through rubble.
And over there, the blue torn-up thing, way over there, that used to be a jungle gym.
11-year-old Gavin Hawkins and his dad watched as emergency crews scoured the rubble for survivors. Gavin's dad, Joel, heard the news and rushed to get his son before the storm hit.
I saw it on TV, and my wife called me from work and said, "You better go get him." I hustled up here.
The tornado obliterated the school. Computers, chairs, crayons, and children's workbooks litter the playground. The neighborhood around the school was equally devastated. Caleb Sloan, who lives nearby, is safe, but his home is gone.
It's crazy how things can just... everything you had for your whole life just disappears in 20 seconds.
For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
Members of an elite search and rescue team from Texas have been dispatched to Oklahoma to help with recovery. The Texas Rescue Group includes about 70 first responders who specialize in victim extraction and medical treatment. The team also includes search and rescue dogs, hazardous material specialists, and structural engineers. Members of Texas Task Force 1 last month deployed to the town of West after a fertilizer plant explosion that has claimed 15 lives. Oklahoma City-based Chesapeake Energy Corporation says it will donate $1 million to the American Red Cross to help with the rescue and recovery efforts and more. The oil and gas company says it's also organizing hundreds of employee volunteers to help in the relief efforts. We'll have more coming up at 7:40 on NPR's Morning Edition. This is KGOU.